into the process. Players coming in the building, wanting to get better. Had a good week of practice, good week of preparation, and it was a great win for us on the road against a good Albany team, in front of a high energy homecoming crowd up there. So great team win. Played well, really, in all three phases. Proud of our guys for the sustained effort, our physicality up front on both sides of the ball, and the job we did with our kickoff return unit. Really, two big explosive returns, responding after Albany touchdowns, with Chandler Brayboy kickoff returns for touchdowns. So that was huge. Back-to-back weeks of playing good, strong, suffocating run defense, and felt like we did a good job out back as well against Seven McGee and Levi Wentz, two really good targets, Albany's top two targets, and keeping those guys in front of us. Funky day offensively. Started 5 of our 10 drives inside of our own 10-yard line. They did a good job. Their punter, he the ball came off his foot. We made some. We have a great freshman punt returner, Bryson Scott. He's going to be really good. But learning out back there, and some of the decisions we made weren't great, and got ourselves pinned back. And so 5 of those drives inside the 10, but our other five drives outside the 10, we scored points on 3 of them, and took a knee on the last one. So I feel good about the job we did from an offensive standpoint on Saturday, and the growth that we're making there.
First question this morning from Tiffany Williams. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Rob. Coach, congratulations on the win this weekend. Talking first about TJ Thomas, and then if we could talk a little bit about Chandler after him.
Yeah, TJ Thomas. I mean, he is an explosive player. He's done a great job for us all season. When the ball's in his hands, he's got great vision, really good feet, runs behind his pads, tough to tackle, and home run hitting speed. So, and he's a threat out of the backfield. He's an every down back, and having a great season. And Chandler Brayboy, you mentioned. I mean, Chandler's very explosive, certainly as a receiver for us, and returner. And it was great to see him have that kind of day and that kind of production on Saturday as one of our team leaders, and brought the spark.
Next question from Sean Robertson. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Rob.
Hey, I wanted to talk about your last drive of the game and what type of momentum a 17-play drive that took nearly almost 12 and a half minutes, how can that move forward to next week or this week's game against Hampton?
Yeah, that drive was outstanding. And especially for an offensive line unit that has really been shuffled around here all season for us, losing our top two tackles, and moving our center to tackle. He's played right now, our center, Kevin Burkett, he's played center, right guard, he's played right tackle, left tackle. So it was a great job by Alex Stadler, our offensive line coach, just getting that group ready to go and prepared for this game. And that drive to be able to finish a game with the ball in your hand and taking a knee. And there's no better way to end a game. And real proud of that group for that drive. Couple fourth down conversions. Our quarterback, Matthew Downing, made some great decisions, used his legs to keep some drives alive there. But that was a big drive for us, and a big confidence builder for our offense.
If I can follow up real quick, Rob, you guys have played two quarterbacks a little bit this year. Hampton, I've seen they played two quarterbacks this year. Does that better prepare you during the week when you see, your two quarterbacks during the week and you're going to go against a team that primarily will play two quarterbacks in a game?
So, for us, the two quarterback deal, I mean, that was a good, that was our plan going into this game. Feel like we have two quarterbacks that we could win with, and sounds like they feel the same way. So I don't know if it's gonna affect the game because we do it and they do it. I think we're both doing it for for good reasons. And they've got two quarterbacks that have been highly successful too, and they've kind of played off the hot hand. So yeah, we've certainly got to be able to prepare for both quarterbacks, and so does Hampton.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, you're welcome.
Tony, next question from Eddie Hughes. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, it's good to get a win, but how nice was it for you guys to snap that streak, especially when you had some tough losses in that four-game losing streak, but be able to come back and win the way you guys did on Saturday?
Yeah, it was big, Eddie. It was big. It's really good medicine for our program. And I feel like our guys have earned it. They've stuck together this whole time, continuing to be process driven 1 week at a time. And that was the goal, to be 1-0 on Saturday, 1-0 in the CAA on Saturday, and to be able to be rewarded for the fruits of their labor. Proud of them, and it was big for our program.
You touched on Chandler being a team leader and being able to use him, but how nice is it that you have a veteran like that that's back there returning kickoffs and then you said provided that spark for you guys where you kind of needed it probably on Saturday?
Yeah, it's great. And that's what you need. We need our top players, our leaders, our seniors to make those plays. And Chandler did it, certainly as a kick returner, but he also did it as a receiver on Saturday. Had some explosive plays, beat some underneath coverage, and did a nice job at receiver as well. So proud of him for battling through some adversity and making the plays we needed to make on Saturday.
Next question from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, how clutch was it for your defense after Albany's opening drive? And then obviously with Chandler, the drawback, I guess, of the kickoff return is your defense is right back out
Right.
there again. How clutch was that for them to be able to kind of buckle up after that?
It was big. That was a big momentum play because, that was a long drive defensively to open the game. We had a couple penalties that kept the drive alive. And, so you come back, and now it's 0-0 again. Let's go out and play some defense. And from that point on, I felt like we played really good defense against the run, playing fast, playing physical, creating negative plays. We got to the quarterback and did a nice job on the back end, keeping the ball in front of us and getting off the field on third down.
Tony, your defensive effort, you mentioned how well you guys stopped their run. Did that allow you then to turn Josh Johnson, who had a couple sacks, and Kazee Moore, who was three hurries and a sack, kind of turn those guys loose and kind of make them sort of a one-dimensional offense?
Yeah, it does. Anytime you can, force a team to be in a position where they need to throw the ball and take away some of their confidence in the run game, allows you to, play more pass favorable coverages and have some more games and stunts and pressures up front to try to get to the quarterback. And felt like we did that. And when we didn't get to him for the sacks, we forced him off the spot. We were able to hit him and create some negative plays and force him to scramble, and did a good job holding up on the back end.
Let's look ahead. You've already touched on Hampton a little bit in regards to the two quarterbacks that they've had a lot of success with, but it's a team that's 4-3 and coming off a big win over North Carolina A&T this past Saturday. What do you see from the Pirates?
Yeah, I'm impressed with them just as a football team. Coach Boykin's done a really good job, and his staff. Impressed with some of their early wins, and really impressed with them the last two games. I know they lost the game against Rhode Island, but that was two really good CAA football teams in that overtime battle. So I think he's got a really good football team. They're able to run the ball effectively. They're big up front. Burris is an outstanding running back, but there's also depth in that room as well, and some good receivers on the outside, and one of the top pass defenses in our league. So we're going to be playing a really good Hampton football team on Saturday.
Well, that's good. You talked about when we talked last week how much you were looking forward to taking your guys on the road, and you felt like maybe that galvanized them a little bit. Did you sense that road trip was obviously got a win, but was that good for your group?
It was good for our group. It was. We spent a lot of time together on Saturday, on Friday and Saturday. We ended up getting stuck up in Albany pretty late with some issues with our charter. So probably another 3.5 hours on the bus waiting to get on the plane. So a lot of team building on Saturday night, being on the road. But it's always nice to get our team out in the hotel, spend some time together. You have their undivided attention, focus on the game coming up. And just proud of, and really proud of our team for the way they came together, played that game, asked them to play our best. And in most areas, I think we did. We've got to certainly clean up some penalties and some of those things, but felt like it was our best effort of the year.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Hampton, and we'll talk again next Monday.